Imagine finding yourself in the emergency room with symptoms resembling a heart attack, your body's desperate warning about your unsustainable pace. This was Jeff Sanders' wake-up call 6 weeks after agreeing to write the Free Time Formula. The revelation that transformed his life? Free time doesn't actually exist. Every minute of your day is already free. We have incredible freedom to choose how we spend our time, yet most of us surrender this power to external demands, creating the illusion that we're trapped by our responsibilities. The truth is liberating. All of your time belongs to you. The problem isn't lack of free time, but how we allocate the time we have. Most of us struggle with doing too much too often, facing last-minute catastrophes caused by procrastination and relying on stimulants like coffee to maintain focus. We prioritize productivity above sanity and value doing everything over doing what matters. The result? Perpetual exhaustion and a calendar bursting at the seams. Instead of focusing on doing more, we should discuss doing less, but better. Productivity is a double-edged sword. Getting more done means checking more boxes, which provides benefits but at enormous costs. The key is recognizing that knowledge alone won't transform your life. Action will. Before optimizing your time, understand how you're currently spending it through two tools, the self-evaluation and time audit. The self-evaluation assesses 7 core life areas: physical health, energy, relationships, career and business, finances, productivity, and grand goals. The time audit tracks your hours, revealing the gap between perceived and actual time usage. As John Maxwell noted, following someone for 24 hours reveals their true priorities. For 500 years, priority was singular until the 1900s when we pluralized it, a logical contradiction. Having multiple priorities creates mental switching costs that prevent deep work. Simplify by asking, which tasks could be eliminated, rescheduled, or delegated? Which are truly due today? If you could accomplish just one task today, which would it be? When focusing on your true priority, you enter the zone of complete focus. Clarify what matters by defining your values, setting your vision, reviewing responsibilities, highlighting successes, analyzing your evaluation results, committing to vital few goals, and measuring time spent on these goals. When overwhelmed with tasks, use this 5-stage prioritization system. Stage 0, no priority. Future ideas and anything you cannot do now. 95% of your ideas belong here. Stage 1, low priority. Important but not urgent projects, addressable over time. Stage 2, medium priority. Projects needing monitoring but not immediate attention. Stage 3, high priority. Your vital few projects, ideally just one, representing your most important work. Stage 4, Armageddon. Emergencies demanding 100% attention, like medical crises. Filter ideas using strategies like big picture planning, alignment with ideal lifestyle, game-changing qualifiers, identifying life-changing goals, must-dos, necessary requirements, remarkable results, projects with significant impact, and the wow factor, impressive projects. Most ideas should remain in stage 0, allowing you to focus limited resources on what truly matters. Productivity isn't about completing more tasks, it's about accomplishing amazing, self-chosen projects in both work and personal life. Your health must be your top priority. Without it, you can't accomplish goals or enjoy relationships. Exercise enhances productivity rather than reducing it. By scheduling self-care first, you'll have more energy for everything else. For strength training, use Perfect Form, choose free weights over machines, focus on compound movements like squats and deadlifts, and gradually increase weight. For cardiovascular fitness, intensity beats duration. Even a 15-minute HIIT workout delivers excellent results. Also, manage caffeine intake, eat nutrient-dense foods, stay hydrated, prioritize sleep, implement detox periods from vices, and review habits daily. Mental strength is equally crucial. Intentional pauses offer 3 benefits, promoting deep diaphragmatic breathing, allowing our minds to connect ideas and releasing physical tension. Meditation effectively clarifies thoughts. Sanders learned meditation isn't about stopping thoughts, but practicing mental bicep curls, acknowledging distractions, and returning to your focal point. Even 5 minutes daily reduces stress and improves concentration. Find what works for you. Meditation, prayer, yoga, or quiet time, and make it non-negotiable in your routine. The single most powerful time-saving advice is simple. Stop doing dumb, useless nonsense. We waste countless hours on low-return activities, watching shows out of obligation, mindlessly browsing online, or engaging in mediocre activities that never satisfy. To cut nonsense, use 4 strategies. Identify it. Anything distracting from key goals, unnecessary, regret-free to skip, or not your highest use of time. Embrace minimalism as a tool for focusing on what matters. Reject perfectionism with a good enough policy, and purge your calendar of unnecessary commitments. For necessary tasks, reduce friction, the obstacles between you and your goals. Implement intelligent procrastination by scheduling tasks at optimal times and using deadline pressure strategically. Eradicate bad habits that impede progress and practice delegation. For control freaks, the "I could do it better myself" mindset directly causes stress and burnout. Sustainable productivity requires identifying which few tasks are truly meant specifically for you. Imagine your calendar as a red carpet showcasing your best work and vital few goals. 2 strategies can save dozens of weekly hours: theme days and batching. Theme days dedicate each day to one major project, ensuring focused attention and connecting related tasks. Batching schedules similar tasks together, reducing transitions between activities, like an assembly line for your work, that improves efficiency. For your free time, 3 planning models exist: mindless, defaulting to habits; mindful, reserving time for vital goals; and structured spontaneity, staying ready for unexpected opportunities. The mindful approach proactively schedules activities promoting growth and genuine recovery. For structured spontaneity, create a free time, do this now list organized by duration, from 15-minute options to full-day projects. Change default behaviors with this, not that thinking, or this before that sequencing. Contrary to popular belief, planning weekends actually enhances spontaneity by providing boundaries that prevent time wasted on low-value activities. Balance between work and play unleashes your best self. Hustle brings incremental results. Rhythm brings intuitive leaps. While hustle delivers short-term gains, rhythm creates sustainability through cycles of intense work followed by genuine recovery. Stay fully engaged when working and completely unplugged during breaks. Schedule sabbaticals at different intervals: daily me time, weekly work-free days, monthly planning getaways, and longer vacations. To implement the free time formula, complete the self-evaluation and time audit, clarify vital goals, plan daily exercise, eliminate calendar clutter, schedule focused batching sessions, remove your greatest distraction, and create firm boundaries. Productivity isn't about doing more unwanted tasks. It's accomplishing meaningful goals and bringing dreams to life. Small implemented actions outvalue numerous untouched ideas. Focus on the single next most important task rather than staying busy with indirect actions. In a world that celebrates busyness, creating space for genuine fulfillment may be the most revolutionary act.